We are learning Maseches Basra, Daf Yabez and Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top, the beginning of a line. Omer Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, Omer Rav Yechanan. Muvois hamufoloshois le'ir hacheres, bikshu bnei ir le'soisman. You have over here a mavui, and this mavui is open to the next city. That means the people from the other city, they come through this mavui to go into this city. They use this mavui. Ubikshu bnei ir le'soisman. So the people of the mavui wanted to close up that mavui, and this way the people from the other city will have to go around to get in. So bnei oisair ma'akv malayim. The people of that city are ma'akiv, and they say, you know what? We already were kind of this road, the way to get into the next city. So the people in the other city came ma'akiv. Loi miboyi kilekadark arachwin ma'akiv. It's poshut if they have no other way to get through is ma'ak that they can ma'akiv. El filuki ikadark arachwin. If they have another way, nami ma'akiv. They could also be ma'akiv. Why? Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Amarav the Amar. It's a big yisoid that a road that the rabbim already started using, berushus, like Taisha speaks out, the Ramaschal Meitzer, Hanukkah Shechzika berushus. They started berushus. You can't change your mind anymore. Once the machzik it, it's like Hilu belongs to them. And you can't change it anymore, and you cannot stop them anymore from going through that road. So this is the gate, even for any type of shortcut, even though it's a private property. You give them berushus once, and the rabbim uses it. Then also the kalkula. Before the rabbi uses it, like Taisa speaks out, I'll read Taisa inside. The Ramaschal Meitzar, Hayin Kuzikah Rishos. Avam Bom Lahachzus Loi Rishos. Yesh Limchais V'Yadam. Yikvelinke Pizra. You can even come with a stick and a thing and stop them like that way. Like upon him, this is the loch of Meitzar Shechziku Ba Rabbi. Omer Rav Anon Amar Shmuel. Mavois Hamafuloshois Lushos Rabbim Ubikshub Neim Mavois Lahamid Lehen Dlosos. Here's another halacha. They had a mavoi, some philosophers to rabbin. This is in the same city, not a different city. First one was a different city. You're in the same city. You have a mavoi, that's a full shirabim. That means people in that city use this mavoi as a shortcut to go from shirabim to shirabim. The mavois want to put up walls, put up doors. Laman blossus, mere shirabim ma'akim aleim. Mere shirabim ka'osim ma'akiv. Sov every day. Now, so many how many of Dalat Amas? Krab Zera, Amarav Nachman, Domrav Zera Nachman, Dalat Amas, a smucha shram, kushram dummy. Velohi, Hosmi, Tumma, Vahacha, Zimidakhma, Shram, Vaili Tuva. Now, here we're going to talk about a case, Lefisam Rashainim is talking about a case here where it was not mefulish from Shram to Shram. Then it's Pashit, that's Pashit, a Meitzah, Shirziku, Varabim. Here we're talking about, it was closed on one end, it was all open on one end. But the Bnei Shirabim used to, like, the overflow of Bnei Shirabim, they land up in that mavi. So the Shkai Shal is, am I allowed to make a door now to block that off or not? That's the question. Can I make a door here to stop the Bnei Shirabim coming into the mavi? I don't want them to come into the mavi.
What's the idea of the
Fulashim? Huh?
What's the Fulashim?
The Fulashim means open to Shirabim. Doesn't mean Fulashim. Doesn't mean Fulashim. It usually means from two sides. It's open to Shirabim. One side is open to Shirabim. That's what a lot of Shirabim learn. That's what it means. Now, it says you can mark it. So Sava Mineh, we thought maybe only the first four Amas of the Mavui is part of Shirabim. Just like we said, just like Rav Zerav said, Rav Nachman, Dal Amas HaSmucha Shirabim Shirabim Dami. So we thought that's how much they could stop. But they could put a door, four Amas in. Veloi, no. Hasman and Tumah, that's a good way of Tumah. Now Tumah means that we know, Sofik Tumah of Shirabim, learn from Saita, Sofik Tumah of Shirabim is Tar. What's called Shirabim? So Rav Zerav is Mechadish, four Amas into the Mavui is called Shirabim. Since that's only Gabi Tumma, Asafik Tumma. Avahacha, but here's the Gabi having a reshus to be there. Zimin Dachiba Shirabim Ailu Tuva. It's as much as they are used to going in, and since a lot of times the Shirabim pushes deep into the Mavi, you can't stop them once they were kinda, and you cannot stop and put a door there because they already were kinda that area, that part of your Mavi. As Shirabim, it's Vada Gavi Soita only gets the first warmest because it has to do with being in a partly secluded place. Mashenken, Legabe, this din of being kind of the thing, any place Dach Barabim, Bnei Shirabim, there is a din, you cannot stop them.
If it's completely open through and through, you should be no
through and through, thing. Right. That would be like basically a Meitzah Shechzikah Barabim. There are Rishonim who talk about this, there is a Machlok Rishonim about it, but that's the Rishonim come out. Most Rishonim hold like that. We spoke out that we want to split a soda, so you have to have tisha kabim for each of them. Tisha kabim lezeh, but tisha kabim lezeh, which means 3,750 amos meruvois for each person. that for each person, that's enough. Once you have that, that will be enough that you could split it up. This is talking about without asking permission, without both of them agreeing. When only one of them agrees, so then you could, if it has enough room like this, then you split it. And then the other one says, chatzi kavim, 9 chatzi kavim. We have a machlekes. Basically half the amount, half of 37.50. I don't know. But that's what he says. All these things, by the way, you know why? Because when they wrote the Mishnah, it had to be remembered. It's much easier to remember like that. If this is the way, it's a whole kav and half kav, so I bring a new number, it's probably hard to remember. That would be my pshat without looking at any svarim. V'loi pligi, mar ki asre, mar ki asre. It's not a machlekes. In this city, this was enough, and this is enough. What does that mean? Some land is more fertile than the other land. And therefore, if look at Taisvis, v'loi pligi, look at Taisvis, pirish rivam, the ba'asri v'huda, yekarka chosha v'toiv, Shalos, how much is worth it? Sometimes you have a very fertile field, a very good field. Even half kav is enough, and you can split that up. So it depends on the city. Mara wants to know, Bavel Mai, what's the shear in Bavel where you could force the other guy to split with you? How much is enough property that's considered worth it? Amrav Yosef, Beirodu Yoyma. Enough that you could. It takes one day to plow. Because it's very expensive. A lot of times they don't plow themselves. They brought in a company that plowed it for them. It's not worth to pay a whole day for the company if it only takes a half a day. So it's only worth it if you have a full day worth of plowing. So Bei Radu Yoyim. Someone wants to know exactly. I don't care what you're saying. Because really the truth is that you really plow twice a year. You plow before you start planting, like a few months before to soften the ground. And then you plant it again. And then you plow it again right after you plant, in order to make cover over the dirt over the land. So it's two times really that you plow. It's called Shas HaNir, and then later on is Shas HaZera. There's two times when you plant. I don't know how many months. I said 2 months. I have no idea how many months apart it is. But the Shas HaNir is when you soften the ground, you make the first plowing, then you plant, and then you plow again to cover it over. That's what you do. So my beiradu yoyma. So now what it says to a full day of plowing, which part of the year is it? If it's a day that it takes when you planted that you want to plow, then karba is the first plow. It's always harder to do because the ground is hard. So there, it's not full 2 days, so you lose over there. So if you said that if it's a field that takes 1 day to plow in the zera, it's not a good field either. You know why? Because the plowing of karba, that already will take 1.5 days. So it causes you a loss. You're bringing company 1.5 days. So let's read it inside. It's a yom makarba. That's when a day it takes to plow in on the hard when the field is hard. Yom mazara lehava. It's not a full day of zara. So when we say a full day of plowing, which one do we mean? So where is tuma halchem? Ibayisema yom de karba de kara v'tani. So it means like this. It means a full day of yom de karba. I ask me yom mazara will be less. It's in a city where they, by Zerah, they do it twice. B'shas Zerah, they do it before the Zriah and after the Zriah. They do it before the Zriah, right before the Zriah, right after the Zriah to cover it over. So then they're both even. If it's 1 day of Karab, it's 1 day of Zerah, same thing. It means Yom de Zara. I ask me, then it comes out by Karba, it's less than 2 days. We're talking about Bahaduri, very hard ground, and it's tough to do it. There it takes a full 2 days. The first plowing in Karba takes full 2 days to do it. Because it's hard. Yeah, it's the same time of halach. Yeah, same time. It's different. Here's Karvatani, it's not Karvatani. It's very hard ground. Zolomar Vaita, Davlo. If you have a property that has a bar where they drink the Shemenu Mashkin Soda, there's a bar and they use that, not to drink, they use that to irrigate a field. So you have this irrigation ditch, you want to split it. What's the shear? How much has to be in there to split it? How much water? How big it is? How much water? It's enough for two different fields to be able to have enough water in there for each field. And then you can split it like that. Pardesa. How much of Pardesa? 3 carbon each for orchard. That's enough. I'm selling you a portion of kerem. It can't be less than 3 carbon. Ain elu el different avias. That's only different avias. I don't know where you got that, but where you got that three number three comment from? And he argues, doesn't say what the shear is, but he argues on him. The Bavel Mai, what's the shear in Bavel of an orchard? Amar Rav Akisna, Tlas Atziasa, Pnei Tresa Gufni. Three orchards that have 12 geffen each. Kehechid Rapik Gavra B'yoma. In order that he could at least to dig around the vines in order to help the irrigation. So this is one day's worth of work. So that's why such a field could hire employees for that day, and it's worth it for him. So that's how much is the shear of splitting it up. Now, once we mention the word Enel Divin Revius, so Baruch Hashem, we'll get a little agarata from that. Omar Avdimi Dimin Chayfa. Miyoim Shechar Beis HaMikdash. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was Charav, Nitlo Nevuah Min HaNevim. The Nevuah was taken away from the Nevim, and the Nitlo Chacham, given to the Chacham. And it's Mashva first, the line, the Gemara is Mashva, the Chacham never had Nevuah, only Nevim had Nevuah. It was taken from Nevim and given to the Chacham. For example, the Chacham Lav Naviu. There was no such thing as a Chacham who was a Navi. Of course, it was the Chacham and the Nevim. So what does that mean? They're given to the Chacham, Hachamer. Afa, peace, Nitla, Nevim, even though there's no Nevu anymore on Nevim, Minacham le Nitla. There are Chacham who are Nevim. Omar, Meima, I'll bring you a ride from a Pasuk. I'll bring you a ride that's even better. The Chacham odd of a Navi. A Chacham is even better than a Navi. That means, with the Chacham alone, it's even better than a Navi, Shinemar. The Pasuk says, the Navi levav Chachma. A Navi has the lave of a Chacham. Now, me nitla me. Who you tell what? You tell the small guy about the big guy. How am I caught nitla begadol? I'm saying a navi has the heart of a chacham. Oma abaya. What's the raya that a chacham is a navi? Teda. The oma gavra rabba milsa. A gavra rabba would say a memra a chiddush. A mesamra say a gavra rabba and we kavase and we find a different chacham. Different time of chacham says the same exact vart, same exact chiddush. So must be the naviim. Oma rabba. What's the raya? My kusha. And here the mazlan means das. Maybe they both have the same amount of das. They can figure things out themselves. They know both themselves. It's not a riot, it's an avias. Elamarava, hey, I'll bring you a riot. Omagavra, rabba, milsa. Sometimes a person says a chiddush. Miss Amra, Mishmeid, Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, Yosef. Rabbi Kiva, Yosef can say the same thing. You're definitely not the same size chacham as Rabbi Kiva, Yosef. He was one of the biggest gedolim we ever had. So it must be that the new chacham is a navi. I'm Rav Ashi, my kosher. Don't want to hold milsa, bar milsa. Rav Ashi is not the same level as Rav Kiva. But the guy with this chiddush, he's a chavim to Rav Kiva. Elam Rav Ashi, hey, that don't want to milsa. I'm a chavim to Lacha Moshe Mesinai. Sometimes the person says something, and it's a chavim to Lacha Moshe Mesinai. And that already has to be in the views. Kava say. Frank Marv, don't want to kusuma baruba. Maybe he's like a blind person looking for a window, and he finds it by mistake. Someone says, no, v'lav tam yav. Didn't he give a tam? He gave a tam to it, so it must be there's something there, and it's taka on the vias. It's interesting, my Selmar coming out, that if you're a chavim, Talach Moshe Sinai, you're a Navi, and like we just learned, that a chacham is oduf min Navi.